This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us, noted cardiologist from his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Madura, Florida. He's here to help answer questions. We have questions for Dr. Ken later on in the hour, but we also get answers to questions that you haven't asked yet. Excuse me. He's kind of the psychic doctor with an overview of a lot of the work done by other doctors and researchers that are reported in the weekly journals of medicine. So let's get started with some information, Ken, about some new MRI scans that can help people who are depressed, it looks like. Anyway, how, it'd be interesting to find out how this actually works.
Well, it's more diagnostic. This comes out of the annual meeting of the Radiological Society of North America, which is going on this week. There are two new types of MRI that appear to be able to spot distinct brain characteristics of depression. This effort will help us understand how depression affects the brain, Doug, and also identify new ways to treat depression. One of the new types of MRI reveals differences in the blood-brain barrier, and other highlights differences in the brain's complex network of connections. Scans of the participants' brains, they revealed that those with major depressive disorder had reduced water permeability in their brain, in their blood-brain barriers. Say that three times fast.
Wow, yeah.
The water moved less readily from their blood vessels into the brain tissue than it did in healthy controls. I think this is really interesting because we now see actually that there's physical differences in the brain in depression, and it does give us some targets in the future to look for new ways to treat depression.
So does this surprise you? You sound a little surprised. Is the extent of the work that's being done by these scans, is this really futuristic?
Yes.
Or is this a sign of the times?
No, well, both. It's exciting because we finally see physical changes that are seen in these mental diagnoses. And that's why this is so exciting, because prior to this, we just assumed that there are changes, and now we're seeing there really are in the brain physically.
Mm-hmm. And so what does this say about what we talk about regarding what you eat, how you feed your body and your brain, how important it is to have a lot of fishy oils in your diet, that sort of thing? But you suppose all of that would even help in keeping people from being depressed? Is it the blood flow that is so important here?
Well, you're connecting dots. You're getting way out into the future, and you can't yet connect those kinds of dots by these tests. But certainly, we know that from studies that definitely eating a healthy diet, all the things you talk about, getting exercise, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, weight, all of these things do keep your brain progress, stay healthy, and stay healthy longer into life.
Isn't it? It's like lubricating your brain.
Whatever it is, it definitely helps.
Yeah. All right. So that's the story. Those of you who are depressed, I think that is, when you are treating some of your patients, your cardiologists, so you have people who come in with circulatory problems and they have strokes and heart attacks and all that stuff, doesn't that, by almost its very definition, lead to depression, any or all of these conditions? I would think that would be part of the physical reality is one thing, but don't you have to talk to people about their emotions and their mental state of mind when they're facing some of these operations in this reality?
All right, well, now you're bringing up a lot of complex issues about reactive depression. You know, what's the chicken and what's the egg? And I'm talking about major depressive disorders when I talk about these changes in the brain that are seen on these new MRI scans.
Yeah, yeah, and, I get
and,
that. I'm just talking
that,
about your
second,
practical
give me a second,
damage.
Give me a second. All right, go ahead. And yeah, that's not a reactive depression like what you're talking about, where people get sad based on their reactions to what's going on in a particular single item in their life. That's called a reactive depression as opposed to a major depressive disorder, which you just can't identify a single precipitator of why you're so sad, blue, distressed, can't sleep, hopeless, helpless feelings. This is a different diagnosis than the reactive depression.
Mm. Well, but there's 2 and 2 still makes 4, right?
Well, there's overlap of symptoms. It's just one is of much greater severity, and the major depressive disorder, you just can't identify a single item.
All right.
But the symptoms are similar. They're much more severe in the major depressive disorder than right. Where your mother passed away and now you feel depressed. That's a reactive depression.
Yeah. All right, well, there are a lot of benefits that look like that will come from this, so it's good to have this conversation. Up next here, what happens when you brush your teeth to the rest of your body? That's up next as we reveal the results of a lot of work done by medical journalists and researchers. That's Ken's job to have our understanding of them, put them in the place that they may need to be as far as your understanding of them and how they may affect you. Not all of this stuff affects all of us in the here and now, but I think it's all very constructive and very informative, illuminating even. That's why we do it here as part of Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen. Time now for us to think about the future when the future is right around the corner, i.e. the Christmas gift giving or giving to somebody that you're, you know, it doesn't, maybe it's a birthday, but it doesn't have to be a special time of year for you to take care of yourself and take care of your loved ones. And that's what going through the MyPillow catalog online at MyPillow.com will do for you, because you can see all of the things that are potential gift items that you can give to other people in your family, to your friends. Who wouldn't want to have a set of MyPillow pillows? I'd love to have an extra set. I've got them on every bed in my house, but I'd like to take them with me on my car trip in another week or two. There are pets. I love these pet pillows, actually. This is the big one I've got for Daisy May. You can get them for your pets as well. And then there are the driving, the roll-and-go pillows. But that's not it. Just, you know, pillows are their name, but they also make mattresses, and they make mattress toppers and the sheets and the whole deal. Now they're new bath towels, the new MyPillow bath towels. If you've had a problem finding a towel that will actually dry you, what a concept, this is the answer to your dreams. These towels feel good, and they absorb. The creation by Mike Lindell, based on his own need. All the things that he's come up with that are great for you are all things that he thought he needed himself. Towels that work. Use the promo code DJV. Save 30% on these brand new towels. Save more than that on the pillow items, up to 66% off all the items, and they'll finance everything over $200. Whatever purchases bring you up over $200, you can get financing as well. What a wonderful concept. And all come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Help yourself to great gift ideas for you and your loved ones and friends. MyPillow towels, brand new at MyPillow.com. Get the best price using the code DJV.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Next up, a benefit from brushing your teeth that you may not have thought about, even though I think we've alluded to this because of the plaque connection, right? Any number of times. Is there something else to this, Ken?
New research published this week in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology, and it finds, Doug, that brushing teeth three or more times a day significantly reduces the risk of atrial fibrillation and heart failure. Brushing the teeth three times or more a day, it's linked with a 10% lower chance of developing atrial fibrillation and a 12% chance of lowering the risk of getting heart failure. So this is pretty amazing. Atrial fibrillation and heart failure are pretty significant, serious heart problems, and you get this significant lowering by brushing your teeth several times a day.
All right, what do you use for toothpaste? I want to know your story. What Dr. Ken uses for toothpaste? Do you have an electric toothbrush? Use a hand toothbrush? What do you? We're going to model what we do after what you do.
Well, oh my gosh. Well, I, and my dentist has commended me for good care. Well, I floss, and I also use these things that you push through your teeth, and they're like little brushes.
Yeah.
Put out by I don't want to give a plug, but Gum makes them. They're really nice. And then I use an electric toothbrush with some, and I think whatever toothpaste you use, I mean, I'm going to give a plug, but I've been using Crest toothpaste forever, and but I do appreciate these electric toothbrushes.
Well, I think that I like them because they're stimulating in the sense that it's very important as you get older for your gums not to recede. And I think you and I have talked about that, and I certainly have talked about it with various dentists. Bring your gums as much as stimulate them to come down and keep the upper part of your teeth covered, because if you let them on their own, they kind of atrophy, I guess is the word for it, and then you're leaving yourself open to gingivitis, all kinds of gum problems, right? You don't want to have that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I just don't think your hand can move as fast as the electronic toothbrush.
No, not at all. So that's a good word to the wise. But remember, the plaque that's in your teeth can get into you, lodged into your system, into your arteries and stuff. You don't want that. That's why you got to keep your teeth brushed as well as possible. Keep your mouth clean. I don't know if you use rinse. Do you use any kind of rinse after you brush your teeth?
I do gargle.
Yeah. Not good to use the alcohol gargles, but there's some natural ones around. Excuse me, they're very helpful. It's 21 after on today's Good Day Health episode.
Not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's get to more in our daily or weekly project. This ought to be a daily, concentrating on your health and well-being ought to be a daily pursuit, I think, for everybody. It certainly is for me, and I hope it is for you as well. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology in Mardura, Florida. Lots of folks, not only in his backyard, but this program is heard all around Florida, and lots of people react because they are close to Ken proximity-wise. So why not, if you hear Ken, you like his point of view, you like his bedside manner, you like his informative approach, you may want to go see him yourself. You can do that easily enough by calling Lake Cardiology at 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400. Pretty easy to find Lake Cardiology anyway, but it's an experience that one ought not to pass up. So you have, and I think that a lot of people go to see Ken because they want an answer to a question they can't get seemingly from their own doctor. Second opinions, et cetera, et cetera. Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400 for you Floridians. All right, we have our weekly overview of vaping, it looks like, next. This is between vaping and pot, we have to have a kick in the chins at least once a week. So although the vaping thing is a very bad, dangerous stuff. So what do we have new?
Yes, more information. This comes out of JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Network, open this week. Vaping, already linked to lung damage, Doug, also has a strong association with depression. It's amazing how these themes come about. You've pointed that out before, but... Mm-hmm. Depression and vaping. Current e-cigarette users are about twice as likely to have been diagnosed with depression as people who had never used e-cigarettes. And former users are about 60% more likely to have had depression. Also, the odds for depression increase with more frequent use of e-cigarettes.
Why in the world? As well, we're talking about tying this into the story about depression and your brain. The vaping does do something to your brain, right? Isn't that by definition what's going on here?
Well, probably what happens is nicotine changes the chemistry in the brain.
Contents of it, yeah.
Making depression more likely or more intense.
Yeah. Well, I just think that it's dangerous stuff. Parents, and I say this all the time, parents need to know what the children are doing. The out here is that you can't really smell the stuff unless they're using a tobacco product that does leave and aroma. Otherwise, you can't really, you know, there's not really any odor that's left behind. When you can certainly see it. Yeah, well, you can see it, yes, under the circumstances.
Hang out with your kids a little.
Yep, spend more time with your children. Okay, let's talk about sleep deprivation, which is a big drain on the brain. I'll say that 100 times fast. This is not new. I mean, this seems, again, to be kind of common sense. Why are they looking at this now?
Well, this comes out of the Journal of Experimental Psychology a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The mental impacts of sleep deprivation are much more serious than previously believed. And this new research shows that sleep deprivation doubles the odds of making what are called placekeeping errors and triples the number of lapses in intention. Placekeeping, Doug, is following several steps to complete a task despite being interrupted. And sleep-deprived individuals need to exercise caution in absolutely everything they do and simply cannot trust that they will not make costly errors. It's just that it's a lot worse than we ever thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say it all the time. There's no week goes by you don't say, when it goes through the routine of the 5 things you need to do, the most important among them is getting 7 to 8 hours a night of rest. Or at least in, do you count, let's say, like I sleep 6 hours, maybe 6.5 hours, then I take a nap. Is that, can we put those two numbers together and come up with adequate sleep?
Well, it's not quite as good as continuous, but it's better than not adding it later.
Yeah. All right, aspirin in our focus next year on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon has released the Best of Prime 2019, sharing how Prime members chose to enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon over the last year. Some member favorites in the U.S. include the Echo Dot, the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote, Avocados, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and the novel The Handmaid's Tale. Bradley Matthews, Amazon.
We are constantly working to add value for members. And as Best of Prime 2019 demonstrates, Prime is now more convenient than ever. In the past year, members in the U.S. had 3 times more items from Amazon's online store delivered in 1 day or faster compared to the previous year.
Now Prime members also get free and fast grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market in more than 2,000 cities and towns. Amazon's Best of Prime 2019 can be found at amazon.com/bestofprime. And anyone can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says Friday's shooting at a naval air station in Pensacola was captured by cameras carried by associates of the Saudi aviation student who opened fire.
Some were detained, friends of his that were also on that base, as I understand it, and I also was told that some, one or two, were filming it. What's unclear is, were they filming it before it began, or was it something where they picked up their phones and filmed it once they saw it unfolding?
Esper on Fox News Sunday. The FBI says the shooter acted alone. On Fox News Sunday Futures, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham wants to pull the plug on the program that put the shooter in the classroom where 3 people died.
We need to suspend the Saudi program until we find out what happened here. I like the idea of training foreign pilots, understanding how the American system works. I like allies. Saudi Arabia is an ally, but there's something really bad here.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen here. Happy to have you along. Hopefully you're getting your questions answered. Well, we'll get to questions for Dr. Ken later on in this hour. And then this podcast thing has taken on a life of its own. You go to gooddayhealthshow.com. You can listen to our weekly conversations, whether it be with Dr. Ken or with Dr. Jack, Ken Kronhaus, Jack Stockwell, both important parts of our Good Day Health. The most recent from Dr. Ken that's archived at gooddayhealthshow.com is a discussion of invasive versus non-invasive treatments when your arteries become blocked. Ken is an expert in cardiology, talks about that. Also a discussion about a study on statin drugs that do not cause memory loss, and they do stabilize cholesterol levels, so that's pretty good information. We answer the question whether you know that less than 5 hours of sleep in postmenopausal women can lead to poor bone health. If you don't know that, listen to that part of the conversation. Also, we present new evidence discovering that 9 out of 10 people who believe they were allergic to penicillin actually are not. So you may want to listen to the details of that. Also, tests that can tell you the American Medical Association calling for a ban on all e-cigarettes. Nothing surprising about that. A study showing more and more women are going bald and why they are. All right, so get that. We're trying to prolong your life here. Get the information that will help you do that. Why more and more women are going bald? That question is answered as well. Dr. Ken and the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, I promised we would talk about aspirin here, Ken, and what it may do. There are a lot of, this is like science. This is the stuff you and I talk about and sometimes argue a little bit about, science disproving itself. Somebody says aspirin's good for you. Somebody else says aspirin's bad for you. I've stopped taking any baby aspirins on your advice, and yet it looks to me like I ought to be doing a little of it if I'm worried about having any kind of cancer.
Well, the reason why aspirin has become so confusing is because there was a large study showing that taking aspirin, low-dose aspirin, 81 milligrams a day, also called baby aspirin, to prevent the first heart attack was not effective. It just caused more GI irritation. And that study has confused so many people because it got so much front-page information. But the important thing in that study is that you did not get into that study if you had any plaque in your coronaries. So every person in that study had zero plaque in their coronaries. So we're still keeping patients on aspirin to prevent the first heart attack if they have known plaque in their coronaries. And we're just eliminating those to take aspirin to prevent if they don't have any plaque in their coronaries. And that is a very important distinction which has not been made clear in the front pages of the press. But the new information,
the back pages either.
Yes, and I can't tell you. I wish I had a recording of that, how many times I've had to discuss that with patients as they've read about and heard about aspirin not being helpful for prevention, which is only part of the story. It's helpful for preventing the first heart attack. Only it is helpful. We're still keeping people on if they have plaque in their coronaries. So big distinction there. Not well discussed in the media, but well discussed on Good Day Health.
Surprise. Yeah, what a discussion.
So, new information this week out of the Journal of the American Medical Association with regards to aspirin and prevention doesn't deal with the heart, but it deals with cancer. And what we learn is that using aspirin, this low-dose aspirin, three times per week reduces the risk for death among those with certain types of cancer. So, and this was in older people, seniors, people 65 and older, with prostate, lung, colorectal, or ovarian cancer, who use aspirin three or more times per week, are 15% less likely to die from their disease than those who did not use it at all. And those with GI and colorectal cancers benefit the most from aspirin use, lowering their risk for death by more than 25%.
Mm-hmm. All right. There's very important information, it would seem to me. So
absolutely. So
all right. So what do you say to me? I'm your patient. What do I do about aspirin?
Well, you have to sit down and look at your family risks for these items and make a decision. And you know, if you have a family history of GI colorectal cancer, may not be a bad idea to think about adding a little bit of aspirin to your regimen. I think this has to be individualized for each person.
Right. Okay. That's the important thing. It's different for everybody.
Correct.
It's like the impact of most anything, even though the Genome Project shows that 99.9% of our bodies are all the same, chemically we react differently to different things. Some people are bothered, for example, by drinking beer. I couldn't drink a full bottle of beer of my life and not have an impact. My life depended on it. I know guys, my mother, although she was an alcoholic, could put away all kinds of beer. A friend of mine, big guy, 6'4", could drink a six-pack of beer, and it wouldn't have any impact on him whatsoever at all. Chemically didn't react.
This small amount of genetic variability has a huge impact on us. So,
right.
So when you give out the numbers, it doesn't sound like a lot, but the differences are huge in terms of how we live our lives.
Right. Okay, next up, the FDA has approved the first contact lens that slows myopia progression. I guess we got to know what myopia is first before we understand what this contact lens is actually going to do for us, Ken.
Well, myopia is nearsightedness, where you have trouble seeing things, you know, far away.
Right.
And so Mr. Sight, that's the name of this product. And this was approved by the FDA. It's the first contact lens indicated to slow the progression of myopia in children ages 8 to 12 years. And again, this has been approved by the FDA. So we're not talking theoretically here. It's a single-use, disposable, soft contact lens, and it should be discarded after one day use and are not intended to be worn overnight. They are indicated to correct and slow progression of myopia in children with healthy eyes. And like a standard corrective lens, one part of the Mr. Sight contact lens corrects the refractive error to improve distance vision, and concentric peripheral rings in the lenses also focus part of the light in front of the retina to reduce the stimulus causing myopia progression. So this is really pretty amazing. During the entire three years, children who wore Mr. Sight lenses had less progression of myopia compared with those who wore conventional soft contact lenses. Researchers also found that children who wore Mr. Sight lenses had less change in the axial length of the eyeball at each yearly checkup, and no serious ocular adverse effects were reported for any of the patients using Mr. Sight. So this is a pretty important breakthrough, a high-tech way to slow down the problem with kids not being able to see distances. So you may see less
for
them
kids,
with their
though?
Glasses.
Just for children?
It's
not for adults?
Well, it's this particular contact lens just for kids, but I would imagine this will be, there'll be a product tested in adults and blah blah blah.
That technical medical talk.
But we no. Well, you'll see a device that will be developed and then tested, and hopefully it has the same benefit and effect, but it needs the blah, blah, blah is the development and research, and then we'll report it, hopefully sooner than later. I just want to mention a call to action. This week, Doug, it was reported, this is really of great concern to me, it was reported that 18% of American adolescents have prediabetes, and that's really just unbelievable. Prediabetes is usually due to being overweight, and it's when the blood sugar is between 100 and 125. It's higher than it should be, but it's not yet at frank diabetes, and if you don't make adjustments in the diet, this means cutting back on white flour products. If you don't get into an exercise program, you are going to get diabetes, and 18% of U.S. adolescents is just way too high. And, you know, spend a day with me and you'll see all the horrible impact of diabetes. So this is a warning. It can be prevented.
Yep. All right. In a moment, I want to connect the dots between hair dyes and straighteners that have a certain risk for certain types of women. We'll talk about a new study with Dr. Ken in a moment. Now, time for us to bring your attention, your focus around to the look of your teeth. When you smile in the mirror, you like what you see? We were talking earlier about brushing your teeth. That's one way. Keeping, you know, eating well is another way. Coffee, tea, wine, and smoking cause, among other things, your teeth to get less than bright. How's that for a positive way of putting it? They get yellow and ugly, frankly. The last time you whitened your teeth, maybe never. So, with the holidays here, time to brighten up your smile so that in all the pictures that you'll look back on, you'll look your best and feel your best, whether it's at an office party or a family gathering or just any one of the photo opportunities that are coming up. Power Swabs, call 800-208-1797 right now while you're thinking about it. Use the DJV code, get 40% off, then take another $10 off, and you get a free Quick Stick. What a great Christmas gift for yourself or somebody you care about. 40% off, take $10 off of that, plus a free Quick Stick. Call 800-208-1797 for the brightest natural smile. Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. 1797.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Kenny Kelly is a former Hollywood stuntman and YouTuber who was in an accident a few years ago, and he was unable to call for help. His solution was to create a wearable panic button called Silent Beacon. We asked him how it works.
So the Silent Beacon product is a Bluetooth product. It's about almost 2 inches in diameter. Imagine an apple, if you will, with two bites taken out of both sides, because it has an indented button on both sides, so you won't accidentally hit it in your pocket. So when you press those buttons simultaneously, it sends a signal to your smartphone. Your smartphone grabs all the technology, utilizes all the information that it has, and then sends out those packets of information, whether it's text message, email, push notification, and it can place voice calls, so you don't have to grab your phone.
More is at silentbeacon.com. And if you want to have your product featured here, tweet me at Tech It Out Radio.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
All right, so here's this study finding a weak link between coloring your hair and straightening your hair and connection to breast cancer, especially if you're a black woman. So what's the scoop behind that, Ken?
This was reported this week in the International Journal of Cancer, Doug. These researchers found that women who use permanent hair dye or chemical straighteners, they're at a higher risk of developing breast cancer. And they followed people after 8 years, and they found that those who used these permanent hair dye or straighteners in general were at 7% higher risk of developing breast cancer. And this was among Caucasian women, but among African American women, there was a whopping increase of 45%. And the risk was even higher among African American women who dyed their hair frequently every 1 or 2 months. So, again, this needs to be individualized. An African-American woman who has a family history of breast cancer has been identified having one of the genes that puts you at increased risk. You may really want to think about this. This is a significant observation.
All right. Well, all this stuff that we talk about is significant, I think. There's nothing that you bring to our attention that isn't of significance. It may not be of significance to everybody. But dyeing your hair, at least the old stuff that people used to use, wasn't good for men, women, white, black, didn't make any difference, right? Some of that stuff was really bad for you. And I don't know whether they've cleaned it up. There are some natural dyes now that people use. They don't last as long. And whether or not, I mean, I used to dye my hair. When you first met me, I had hair. I'd kind of salted it and peppered it and stuff. And then I was talked out of it because I look better the way I am.
I just want to point out about things affecting a lot of people. Reflux is so common. Drinking water instead of coffee, tea, or soda may reduce reflux.
All right. That's good to know. 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from the Good Day Health Program. All of the podcasts available at gooddayhealthshow.com. Questions that come up from people who listen to the program, people who are affected by the medical realities of the day. And I guess at this time of year, there are lots of questions about effective diets. You asked me a few minutes ago if I had gained any weight, as it may affect the amount of discomfort I have from being gluten intolerant. I guess maybe the general conversation always is about whether you can believe labels. I've had stuff that said on the label gluten-free, and it gave me horrible indigestion. So is there a way that you can, other than eating the stuff, that you can tell whether it really is gluten-free or not? And what are the impacts of, long-term impacts of having gluten intolerance?
Well, gluten, it's a protein primarily in wheat, barley, and rye. And if you have this intolerance, it can cause some digestive problems like gassiness, abdominal pain, or diarrhea. But it's also sometimes confused with celiac disease.
Right.
Or thought of as a food allergy. And, you know, I think you have to decide whether you're making the right diagnosis, and sometimes this can be quite complicated, and sometimes it takes a smart gastroenterologist to try and figure out and untangle all of this. But, you know, if something does not have gluten in it, you may want to look really careful at the label, make sure, and the question is it labeled incorrectly, or is the diagnosis incorrect?
Mm-hmm. The price of drugs. Now, you and I have visited this issue before. You like to prescribe, when you're talking to patients, as much generic stuff as possible. Is that always the case? Or do you have to sometimes prescribe the medicine that isn't off of its 10-year run, so you have to pay more money for it?
Well, it really varies. Some drugs that haven't been around as long as others do not yet even have a generic, so you don't have a choice. Remember, generics have similar active ingredients, but it's the inert ingredients, the inactive ingredients, the things that hold the pill or capsule together or provide the distribution once you take it into the body. These items in the medicine are different in the generics. And people can be allergic to the inactive ingredients and not allergic to the active ingredients. So it depends on the person. Some former branded drugs have excellent generics, like the statins. Crestor and Lipitor have excellent generics. Atorvastatin with an A and rosuvastatin with an R. And most cardiologists are using here these generics and very rarely prescribe the branded drugs, unless somebody has a problem with these inactive ingredients in the generic, which is not common for the statins. But it really varies, and you just have to sometimes wait till the generic comes out, but and then make sure it's a good generic.
All right. Well, that's up to the doctors, not up to the patient. Patients aren't going to know whether it's a good generic or not, right?
Well, hopefully the doctor has researched it and has some experience, and the doctor should know.
All right, let's spend a minute talking about something we actually, the introduction of this conversation, I think last week or the week before, Ronald says he wants to know whether it's necessary to have his thyroid checked twice a year because he has had osteoporosis. I wonder what's osteoporosis got to do with thyroid? But he has hyperthyroidism as well.
Okay. So that's an important little extra item. And you know, it's hard to practice medicine without even seeing the patient or talking to the patient. But, you know, I would just make sure that he's seen an endocrinologist if he has high thyroid, that it's being treated appropriately. And the follow-up would definitely, I wouldn't question the endocrinologist. It sounds like his endocrinologist is recommending every six-month follow-up. So how could I possibly tell him not to do that without even talking to him?
Right. Okay. Well, statins and their effect, we only have about a half a minute here, maybe this is too much. Statins and their effect on blood sugar, is there an effect? You were just talking about blood sugar.
Okay.
The statins impact it?
There is in some people a slight increase in the blood sugar in people who take statins. But the overwhelming, and again, this needs to be individualized. The overwhelming benefit for people who have plaque in their circulation is so much more important than anything effect on the blood sugar. But again, this has to be individualized.
Dr. Ken Kronos answers your question.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.